We're at the Southwest Iowa Renewable Energy Plant, ethanol plant here at Council Bluffs. We're going to talk with Justin Schultz, who is a plant coordinator here. And Justin also serves on the Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors. So Justin, you kind of can look at this from a couple different angles as an employee and someone who represents a lot of farmers out there on the county board. Talk about the plant, first of all. How long have you been here and how long it's been here?
Well, I've been here for right at 9 years, and the plant's been here for just shy of 10. So.
And it's a farmer-owned facility, as I understand.
Yep. Majority of our entire plant's owned by farmer, local-owned farms. So,
as an employee, how important is this discussion about, you know, the RFS to you?
Well, I think it's hugely important, not only just for the fact that, you know, we depend on our local farmers to bring in grain, but we also, you know, from a community standpoint, you know, our county is probably one of the largest agricultural counties in the state. You know, we're second largest by landmass. So this ruling on the RFS is critical to the success of our farmers as well as our industry.
Yeah, so talk about it from the county board aspect and the economic advantages to having a plant like this and that it provides to the community.
Sure. So I guess, you know, Southwest Iowa Renewable Energy was probably one of the biggest economic development successes for our county. We employ about 65 employees here. And then when you look at all the rest of the industry, we support up to about 3,000 different jobs around the area. Now, when you also consider the fact that if this renewable fuel standard changes, that's going to drop probably the bushel price by about a quarter. And that's a big deal. And when you look at already the farm valuations that have already tanked, that's going to decrease the tax dollars that are coming into our local government. So this is going to have impacts. The second, third order impacts are going to be pretty devastating if this doesn't stay supported and we can't keep the renewable fuel standard in place.